This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, April 18th. Okay, so we're still treading water here. By and large, we're doing very good, okay? A lot of our stocks are going up on a lot of institutional buying pressure just before earnings come out. So that's a very good sign. But obviously the big shock this week was interest rates. They were rising early in the week. They backed down the last couple days. The 10-year Treasury yield, as I talked to you, is 4.63, but it was less than a month ago, 4.19. So everybody's starting to calm down now. Everybody knows the Fed is not going to be cutting rates in June. They're going to kick the can down the road till July or later. In the meantime, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, definitely are in store for June rate cuts. Personally, I think we should join them and coordinate the whole thing, but we are going alone here, okay? So that makes the dollar very strong. That makes the price of imported goods cheaper because commodities are priced in dollars. So that will be also disinflationary, having a strong dollar. It is every stock for itself, okay? Now, there is a problem with smartphones, okay? That hit ASML and their chip manufacturing equipment. There is a problem with EVs. There's just too many of them, okay? China took a lot of their EV production and dumped them on Europe, and they're sitting at the docks. They don't have good distribution in Europe, so they're trying to find distributors to pick their cars and sell them. These are new brands. A lot of people don't know what these brands are. And I'm very suspicious of China's economic growth, just overproducing batteries, EVs, solar panels, and then dumping them on the rest of the world isn't real growth, okay? As far as the solar side is concerned, it's still hurt by high interest rates. In fact, you know about the Tesla layoffs this week, 10% across the board. But where Tesla makes solar cells and battery chargers in Buffalo, they're laying off 14% of the workers, okay? So it's pretty tough. If you didn't get an email, you go to work, you swipe your card, and you didn't get in. So that means you're fired. And anyway, very sad, but that's what happens when you overproduce and you can't compete. So Apple used to be the number one smartphone company. They're now number two, but in China, they're number four. There's a lot of Chinese smartphone competitors coming up fast and furious. So Apple's going to have a blowout new iPhone announced in September. Otherwise, they got some issues, okay, to be candid with you. And clearly Tesla has some issues. Hopefully they'll make the Model 2, which is an affordable car. They need that for markets like India, China, whoever wants a city car. Okay, what else is going on? Netflix is going to announce after the close today. Netflix, whether they beat or not, isn't that big of a deal. It's just, are they still growing subscribers? You know, they had a big crackdown on passcode sharing. So that worked, and Netflix went up. Netflix is not one of my stocks, either is Apple or Tesla. I should add that my wife does own Netflix and does own Apple. But, it's a market barometer. It's going to kind of set the stage. This week, we were fortunate that Supermicro Computer went up sharply on Wednesday because a brokerage firm raised its estimates, but I'm very pleased with how NVIDIA and Supermicro, which are our two largest holdings, are acting here right now. They have nothing to do with the ASML slowdown. Their chips are in high demand. Their sales growth is robust. The only threat to NVIDIA and Supermicro is running out of electricity, okay? And as you may know, our grids in the United States aren't very efficient, but they bring in these natural gas peaker power plants, and then you get all the electricity you want. So that's what they got to do. And states like California can try to fight a lot of this stuff, But there's a reason they import 35% electricity, because, you know, the rules are hard in the state, so they just get it from somewhere else. But they do get a lot of hydro from Pacific Northwest in their defense. Okay, so fascinating times we're in, and it's going to be a good earnings announcement season, but it's every stock for itself. The Fed still has a 2% inflation target. They did admit in their Beige Book survey that things have picked up slightly. So we're all data dependent, okay? And late in the month, I think on the 26th, we get the update of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. That's the Fed's favorite inflation tool. And barometer, it has a lot less owner's equivalent rent in it, so it might be okay. And then finally, we're waiting to see if Israel's going to retaliate against Iran, okay? Now, the Biden administration told them not to do so. It's Passover time, so they probably got to wait to post Passover if they do it. But I don't think the world's going to be upset if Israel decides to take out Iran's nuclear facilities. And if there is ever a window, now might be it. But Iran has evacuated its nuclear facilities, worried about an impending attack. So energy prices are going to remain very, very firm right now because of all this. And otherwise, that's about all that's going on. I mean, you can see President Trump is in trial right now. We'll see if they let him go to his son's graduation. Biden's went to Pennsylvania to try to campaign. Obviously, that's going to be a big swing state. But he did stop the LNG expansion, which hurts the natural gas frackers in Pennsylvania. So, if I was trying to win Pennsylvania, I wouldn't have done that. But anyway, I'm not a Biden advisor. So we'll see. But otherwise, I just think it's just time to let the earnings do their thing. And I like the what I call the relative strength, the subtle buying pressure I see under our stocks. I like the positive analyst earnings revisions. So hang on, enjoy the ride here, folks. There is a Wall Street Journal article out how big pension funds are shifting more to fixed income. That's because they anticipate rates are going to be declining. But I do want to remind everybody there was about a 2.5-year period where if you bought the 30-year treasury at the wrong time, you did lose 50% of your principal. So you only want to own bonds when rates are falling, not when they're rising, okay? But there is disinflation on the wholesale level. The price of wholesale goods have fallen 5 out of the last 6 months. A lot of that's a deflation from China. Now we've got a strong dollar. It might deflate some other things. Home sales have softened here immensely. They do have to get rates down, okay? They're hurting parts of our economy. So I'm in the camp that the Fed better cut. The sooner the better. And they definitely will be cutting before the election. This is a typical pattern the Fed has done in the past. They want to stay out of any political debate regarding the election. But they're going to get dragged into that political debate by candidate Trump and some others. So fascinating times we're in, folks. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. But the relative strength that we see in our stocks is a good sign. So I'm expecting a very good earnings announcement season.